Now with the wireless microphone, it's going to be pretty loud out there.
Whoa.
Come boy, in, Gordo.
Do you have me, boys?
Oh, my God.
We do.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I'm right in the middle of traffic, dodging whatever I can. I am in an absolute sea of RVs here in the infield. The cars are running around the track. There are so many different types of RVs. Different people have been pulling big smokers back behind them, so there's all kinds of smoked meats that are occurring right now. And there's a little bit of a ghost of a moon up here in the early morning, which is nice, too. Isn't that a nice touch?
Oh, it's beautiful.
A lot of people still haven't woken up in their hangover stupors yet to start making love to their friends and family. But there are a few guys over here near our broadcast van. I thought I'd go talk to them. They have a big mat put out in front of their RV that is a checkered flag, kind of a nice race touch here to the decor. How you doing, sir?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. My name is Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Yeah, we know who you are. We got you on here. I just turned the radio down so we wouldn't bleed over on you.
Oh, good, good. Are you guys out here for the race?
No, we just came out here just to have a picnic.
Okay, good. How many in your traveling party?
We got six of us here.
Six, and are you from the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
Yeah. The guy that owns this trailer here, he lives out in Murphy. Uh-huh. And we're all from Dallas here.
Now you smell of some sort of tobacco product. What am I sensing here?
Yeah, you're sensing some Marlboros.
Okay. What percentage of the people out here in the infield smoke?
I'd probably say about 90%. Especially race weekend.
Yeah,
maybe 100%.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Out of the population, I think only about 20% people smoke.
Yeah, that's probably true.
How many people out here do you think drink?
100%.
100%, okay. Fair enough. And how many people out here would you say are overweight?
I don't know. 80% maybe. I don't
80%.
Know.
Thank you for that. How many, what's the most offensive thing you've seen out here so far this weekend?
Nothing. There is nothing offensive out here.
No toplessness?
That's not offensive.
Well, it is when the women are like postmenopausal and they're, you know, they're hitting their areolas with their patellas.
Oh, my
God. That can be true, but hey, once you see one set, you want to see them all.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, you guys have, who's this big guy up here in the doorway?
That would be Joe John.
Joe John?
Yeah, that's what they call him. His last name is Gibbs, and his name is actually John, but people can't call him.
The explanation's too long, but I'm going to go talk to Joe John now. Get inside this RV away from the sound a little bit. How you doing, Joe John?
Good, good. How you doing?
Good, good. What's your name?
Joe John.
Okay, I was just confirming. I thought he may have been lying to me.
Didn't you just call me that?
Yeah, well, I did, yeah. Where are you from?
San Antonio.
San Antonio. Okay, you a big Spurs fan?
No. Is that okay?
No, that's fine with me. That's fine. Wait, where are you going? You're trying to leave all of a sudden.
Wait. In the doorway. Somebody might need to get through there.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. Nobody needs to get through here and everything. Now, you're really dressed up this morning. Kind of tell me what you're wearing.
Clothes.
Well, what kind of clothes?
Clothes with made out of cloth.
Well, what is this? Is this a T-shirt?
Yeah, I guess.
And it looks like you've been doing some painting in it or something.
Oh, hey, this is color, right? It's radio, right? We got
to
do that.
Yeah, we have to paint the picture. I want to say, you kind of have the look of a Confederate soldier. You got the long hair.
It's more Benjamin Franklin. See,
yeah,
I got the bald.
Yeah, you look kind of Benjamin Franklin-y. Yeah, but you have I don't think Benjamin Franklin had a Van Dyke.
You don't think so? Is that what you call this thing?
Yeah. You ever heard of a Van Dyke?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, that's what you got on your face. Although, you've kind of combined the Van Dyke with a chin strap beard.
Yeah, is that the Van Dyke? Is that a girl in a van?
Okay, all right.
All right, that's funny.
And how are you doing? You friends with Joe John?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Now, I notice you're at least toning it down this morning. You're drinking a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, and I didn't pour anything in it, I promise.
Okay, good. Now, you look to me like a really good NASCAR fan.
That's what they say. I haul all these guys out here, and they don't help me.
Stop talking and tell me what your name is.
Russ.
Russ. Okay, Russ. How many NASCAR events have you been to out here to the Speedway?
I've been to every one of them since it opened.
Really? Oh, see, I told you you were a good NASCAR fan.
We were at Talladega last week.
I didn't ask about anything else. I just, this how many did you go to here? Yeah. All right, fair enough. And you guys, what are you eating over here? It looks like some healthy food over there. What you got?
That was bacon and hash browns, but most of it's gone.
All right. Bacon and hash browns. That doesn't look like hash browns. What is? It looks like blood sausage.
Yeah, well, it's not. See, there's a potato. There's proof.
Yeah, but the potato still has skin on it, and it's uncooked.
Later.
Right, lead me over here, Russ. I want to kind of see what's in your in your kitchen area. Now, what do we have here? We have two jars of stuff here.
Yeah, we got some picante sauce and some queso. In case we run out, we have four or five jars for backup up here.
Well, you do, and you got some store-bought Fritos jalapeno cheddar bean dip.
Yeah, right.
And it's almost empty.
Goes with lunch. Yeah, well, we went to the races last weekend as well, so we're...
Okay, so that wasn't consumed like last night.
No, probably not.
I was about to say, you would have turned this thing into a powder keg overnight with that stuff. Now, what do we have here, Russ?
I think that's that might belong to Mitch. That's a Wild Turkey 101.
That is a huge bottle of Wild Turkey. That's like looks like a promo bottle of Wild Turkey.
Yeah, a couple of bottles of Crown, some Stroh rum.
Uh-huh.
That's a race favorite there. 80% alcohol.
Oh my goodness, no. That's some serious stuff. And I notice over in the bar area with all these alcohols that you have here, you have a great thing, a chaser here. What are you chasing it with there?
It's leftover Halloween candy, some Reese's. Ate a few of those last night.
Yeah, that's always good to go with the grain alcohol you guys are pounding.
Right. Got the ice maker.
Hey, ice maker. And that's nice. It's certainly very nice. Boy, look at you, sir. What's your name?
Randy.
Randy, you have the largest feet of any human I've ever seen outside of Polyphemus.
Okay.
Thank you, Randy. Always good talking to Randy. All right, I'm heading back out. Tell you, it wasn't that much quieter inside the RV. Oh, yes, it was quieter inside the RV. Good God. All right, I'm going to talk to this one gentleman here. He's wearing a T-shirt, some track shorts, running shoes, and some sort of straw hat with an ostrich feather on it. Do I have that right?
You got it right, buddy.
Okay. Oh, what's your name?
Rudy.
Rudy. Where's your RV, Rudy?
Right over there.
The one that says Southern Steel on it?
Well, I'm with them, yeah.
You are? And did you guys, did you bring those porta potties or are those provided for you?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Are those your porta potties?
Yes.
Okay. You brought your own?
No.
What?
We rented them.
Okay.
God, that's loud.
Who are you rooting for out here?
I don't have a special driver. I'm just here for the party.
Just here for the party? Where are you from?
Lafayette, Louisiana.
I thought I sensed a little Cajun accent there in you.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's another name for a Cajun?
Coonass.
Excuse me?
Coonass.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know any good Cajun jokes?
No.
What did you say was another name for a Cajun?
A coon ass.
What are you drinking there?
Coffee.
Good. Hey, you know Jim, John Jim? Jim John? What's your name again?
Joe John. Get it right.
Joe John.
Rudy Rich.
Nice to meet you. You guys are meeting for the first time, right?
Yes, sir. Never saw you before. You never saw me?
No.
Now, he's having coffee over here, Randy, right?
Rudy.
Rudy's having coffee. What are you having there, Joe John?
I'm having a Marlboro.
Okay. There you go. And what kind of footwear do you think is going with those Marlboros this morning?
Do we really have to talk about the Crocs?
Yeah. Oh, you're wearing Crocs. That's
really
a nice
talk
look.
About the Crocs.
No socks for you. You hate socks.
What? Why need socks?
Do you mind going shirtless, Jim John?
Nah, nobody wants that. Nobody wants to see that.
You have an ample belly, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It took me years to get this. Some people got a six-pack. I got the whole barrel.
I tell you, it's weird. It's wild. Oh, you like that, didn't you?
He got it.
You like that, didn't you, Randy?
Yeah.
What's your name again?
Rudy.
Oh, okay. Hey, let me ask you, Jim John. Do you know another name for Cajuns?
No, I don't. Sure don't.
Tell us. What?
A coonass.
Dad, is that a Cajun?
Yeah.
Really?
You've heard that term before, Jim John?
I think I heard that term before. I just never made it
up. You didn't know it meant Cajun.
I understand.
We had to change it because coonass is not politically correct.
Yeah.
So now they call us Cajuns. Hell, we're just coonasses.
Yeah?
Bunch of coonasses,
you know,
is all we are.
You can call yourself that, right?
Yeah.
But can somebody else call you that?
Hell yeah.
Really? So I can call you that and it wouldn't be a big deal.
Not at all.
Okay, but later on tonight, about 10, 11 o'clock, can I call you that then?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to have a shirt on that says, member of the coon-ass drinking team, so I think you probably can.
Okay, so, I just want to make sure, you know, get the ground rules down, right?
Go ahead, call him that.
No, I really don't want to.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'd rather call him Rudy.
Okay. Oh, and they shook Rudy on that. Rudy, yeah. Let me ask you, John Jim, what size waist do you have there? I noticed you have the big, large 12-month pregnant belly, but I think you have a small waist, right?
Yeah, how old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 48.
48?
Yeah.
Damn, I guess something happened to you, because it's round in about then is when it starts.
I don't understand what you said, but I enjoyed it.
We can go get a tape measure if you want.
No,
but
no. What size waist do you wear on your Levi's?
Well, it depends on my
32?
Mood. I don't think so.
Oh, really?
Not for about 15 years.
Oh, Rudy loved it. Rudy loved it. Scar good with Rudy.
I'm getting there.
What kind of feather is that on your hat there, Rudy?
Dude, I don't know, man. I bought this feather probably 20 years ago.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, you've kept it in good shape.
Well,
did that come from Louisiana?
No, I think it came from Houston.
Yeah. Is that all the information you needed, Jim John?
That's all I need right now.
It came from Houston. What's that, Rudy?
That's my Richard Pettiflower, man.
Oh, Richard Pettiflower. I didn't know that they had actually named something after him in the...
If you look at his hat and you look at mine, they both look the same.
Really?
Yeah.
You married Rudy?
Yep, sure am.
Who are you married to?
A lovely wife, Debbie.
Cajun?
Not really, no. She's from New Orleans.
Really? Is she black?
Nope. She's white, I think. I'll have to check. Last I looked, she wasn't.
All right, fair enough. Have you ever dated a black girl?
No. What the hell would I want to do that for?
All right. Okay, we're having fun here, Rudy. Okay, thank you guys, and I'm glad you guys got a chance to meet.
See you later, Rudy.
Okay, take care. Gordon Keith signing off from the infield at the Texas Motor Speedway.
Oh, look out. Lots of traffic out there. Wow, that might have been the most out-of-control Gordo's Corner ever. 9:32 on the ticket. Coming up next, we'll have our official Cowboys-Eagles predictions with Todd and the Ranch Report.
The ticket.
Yesterday, the folks from